Sheriff Martinez described the scam for KPCW.
We're having people calling citizens of Summit County and Park City saying they were with the federal government and that the person that they're calling missed jury duty and that a warrant and a fine has been issued for their arrest. What they're then further instructing the people to do is to get a gift card or some sort of a form of payment to give to them over the phone. They've also instructed them as well not to drive anywhere because if they drive, they will be arrested. So they're really confining individuals to, you know, stay home, really not get out and contact law enforcement. We've had this scam in the past, but they've usually used an arbitrary name and somebody that doesn't work for the Summit County Sheriff's Office. This time they're using the name of Lieutenant Alan Sitaway, who is an actual employee and is over the courts division, and claiming it's from him, and that is absolutely false.
He said the caller will instruct the victim to buy the card online or send somebody to the store for them.
Basically trying to confine them to prevent them from getting out and about or having a chance to think about it. They really put them in a corner. And so, yeah, whether it's getting online and ordering a card, having somebody pick something up and bring it, and then what they do is they ask for the 16-digit number on the front and the security code. And once that information has been received, there's really nothing more that can be done.
The sheriff said this is not a procedure that's followed by his department or any division of law enforcement.
We never call people to have their charges paid for over the phone. So in addition to just having it paid over the phone with a gift card, but because of the unique twist of using Lieutenant Sitaway's name, we've actually had a few people who have actually, unfortunately, fell victim to this scam because they felt that that was a legitimate name. And so anybody that is asked to pay for a court fine over the phone where we solicit it, please report it to us immediately and do not give out any personal information over the phone.
Sheriff Martinez advised residents to confront the caller.
Question them, you know, what's your badge number, what's your supervisor's name, have them even just full on question their authority that, you know, we've been told that this is not how the sheriff's office operates, and I'd like to have your badge number, I'd like to have a direct callback number, your supervisor's name, anything to challenge them, because that is not how we do business here.
Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.